I'm Marco Werman with The World. The recent history of Buffalo, New York is like that of a lot of Rust Belt cities in America. Manufacturers left the area, then came a huge decrease in population and an increase in poverty. And it's been tough trying to get out of that cycle. But in Buffalo, there are some community activists who are giving it their best shot. Many of them are immigrants and refugees. They're working off the simple idea that sustainable housing saves people money and fights climate change. Trouble is, their work may be at risk in the age of Trump. The World's Jason Margolis has that story from Buffalo.
When you're poor, you have to make tough choices. Bob Cook learned that lesson a few years back when he lost his job.
Because I couldn't afford to pay my heat bill, my gas got turned off. But I had to stay warm by using a small electric heater and have a blanket around myself to stay warm in the winter. And this happens to families.
Buffalo is a cold city, a poor city, and a city with a lot of old homes. Today, Cook has a new job. He works with Push Buffalo, a community-based organization that helps low-income residents weatherize their homes.
Our program talks to anybody who wants to look at getting insulation.
On a windy winter day, we walk the streets of Buffalo's Lower West Side, a neighborhood rich with immigrants and refugees. It's where PUSH, which stands for People United for Sustainable Housing, concentrates its work.
And this is Zah's place.
Zah Nguyen runs a small recycling center. His shop looks like an old convenience store, now bursting with thousands of empty cans and bottles.
Originally, I'm from Bama.
How long have you lived in Buffalo?
Almost 11 years now.
Nguyen pays people a nickel for a can or bottle, then turns those in for an extra 3.5 cents. He squeaks out a living, but has trouble paying his heating bills. Most months, he cuts deals with the local utility.
We pay whatever we can.
One of Nguyen's customers nods his head as we talk.
That's my heat always, you know, expensive, you know.
Siswan Tunglasamiti is originally from Laos. He now works sewing embroidery on baseball hats. I ask both men if their houses are insulated. Neither seems certain.
Probably not own houses, probably don't have no insulation or something like that.
This is probably a house we should come and talk to this guy and say, here's a program that could help you to get your house insulated.
PUSH talks to a lot of guys like this, like Dave Figueroa.
Actually, they insulated my house.
Figueroa is 61. He's a former contractor who had to stop working after liver and kidney transplants. He says before PUSH insulated his home, he just wore a lot of clothes around the house during winter. What other choice was there?
I live on SSI, you know, Social Security. So it was, you know, a little hard keeping up with the bills. And once I got it insulated, it made a world of difference. World of difference, you know. My bills were like, you know, up in the 300s monthly, you know, and now I pay something like, you know, $140, $150 a month.
PUSH Buffalo has insulated about 500 homes around the city. It's also installing solar panels on homes so people can generate their own electricity. And PUSH doesn't just help immigrants get a better foothold here. Immigrants also help run the organization.
I was born in Eritrea, and I lived there until I was 5 years old. I was born in the middle of a civil war. And
Rawa Gurmatsian is PUSH Buffalo's deputy director. In the 1980s, her family was among Buffalo's first wave of refugees.
And in the last 15 years, we've really seen just a huge influx of immigrants and refugees coming from all over the world. If you go to the local school that's about 4 blocks away, you can hear 60 different languages being spoken there.
They're coming to Buffalo in large part for the homes.
It's the second largest city in America being resettled right now, and mostly because of our housing stock. It's a city that is designed for a population of about 600,000 people, and we're currently at about 289,000.
That translates into a lot of abandoned houses. PUSH Buffalo has bought and upgraded many of them and brings multiple questions to each project.
Is this going to produce good jobs? Is this going to help community residents? Is it going to reduce climate emissions into the air? Is it something that's going to be good for our neighborhood?
Buffalo needs the help. It's the third poorest major city in the U.S., only behind Cleveland and Detroit. But walking around Buffalo's Lower West Side, the homes and parks appear to be in much better shape than other parts of the city. PUSH deserves much of the credit for what's happening here, but of course its programs cost a lot of money. I ask Gurmatsian where it all comes from.
Wow, who funds us? Everybody.
It's the usual mix of individuals, foundations, and government support, including direct and indirect funding from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. But help from Washington is now a concern. President Trump wants to slash the EPA's budget. He's especially targeting programs addressing climate change and energy efficiency programs across the federal government.
In the age of Trump, we are certainly affected. We are currently in a hiring freeze because we don't know what's going to happen with a lot of policy changes that are going to come from the federal government to us.
But she adds the age of Trump also brings increased attention to what they do and why it's important. She says that whoever is in the White House, their mission remains the same. Make Buffalo a cleaner and more livable place for all its residents. For The World, Jason Margolis, Buffalo.